Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on October 23rd, 2015. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
Very good, very good, very good. Looking forward to this weekend. An amazing show yesterday, Jackie. I've done some more research, and, man, we had a great guest yesterday.
Yes, we did. We had our first, real celebrity. We had a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee on the show yesterday.
Right.
That was exciting, and Wanda's going to be playing at St. Rock.
That's right. Wanda
tonight.
Jackson.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Tonight, yeah, you're going.
Yeah, I'm going. Wanda Jackson, the queen of rockabilly.
Queen of rockabilly, yeah. First lady of rock and roll. It's going to be great. I had a nutty day yesterday, too. I had to go over to, I went over to the Strand Brewing Company's new facility.
Right.
Over in Torrance. 36,000 feet of awesomeness. All right?
Yeah.
A lot of beer there. Yeah, that was a great, great thing. And I hit up the Riviera Village monthly mixer last night and saw a bunch of people. So, yeah, I was running around, too, yesterday.
Yes. And,
yeah.
Boy, you know, we're getting back to, you know, one of my favorite subjects. It's entrepreneurship.
Yes, yes, yes.
In the South Bay. And it's just exploding here in the South Bay. And it's wonderful to see that, and I can't wait to engage with our guests today. Who's with us today, Jackie?
Our guests this morning are Lily Swartstrom and Angela Ostroff, both sponsors of the Manhattan Beach Chamber's upcoming quarterly mixer. Now, Lily Swartstrom is partner and president of Pixelfish. Prior to co-founding Pixelfish, her experience in production included working with HBO, CAA, and NBC before transitioning to DirecTV Original Entertainment. At DirecTV, Lily's achievements included securing a slate of programs, including both reality and scripted programming. She was able to build on this knowledge while working at Pixelfish, where she was able to gain valuable insight into advertising, UGC, and the evolving future of entertainment and marketing. As part of the executive team, she was the primary liaison with its largest partners, producing commercials and videos for both television and internet platforms. She acquired Pixelfish in 2012. Lily obtained her degree in communications and liberal studies at the University of Washington with a minor in political science. In her free time, you will most likely find Lily volunteering at a nonprofit organization or working with homeless children or displaced veterans. She also values the time she's able to spend with her family and friends. Now, Angela Ostroff is the founder and creative director of Barely Marketing. A driven and passionate entrepreneur, Angela believes social media should be pain-free for small businesses. Too many business owners struggle with juggling so many different roles in their company. Why should social media just be one more struggle? Now, with a background in sales, management, and operations, Angela has built a team of dedicated and talented individuals around her in order to offer small business owners exactly what they deserve, peace of mind and excellence. when she's not thinking about your social media accounts. Angela loves spending time with her new husband, Nick, and cuddling with the real stars of the family, her dogs, Dexter and Elway. And Joe, we have a little surprise guest today. Her name is Lauren Critchfield, and she's the business development manager for Barely Marketing. So she's going to be joining us as well. And the Chamber's quarterly mixer is going to take place at the MBS Media Campus on Thursday, October 29th. That's next Thursday. And it's going to feature entrepreneurs of the South Bay. So Lily, Angela, Lauren, welcome to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Oh, thanks, Jackie.
Thank
you. It's a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much for joining us today. It's a pleasure having you, all three of you, because you are a part of a history and also a vanguard of entrepreneurship in the South Bay. There's an old meme here in the South Bay. People move to the South Bay and then they commute back to the West Side or commute downtown. Or I used to drive to Pasadena every day, and then after a while they say, "This is terrible. I live in this beautiful place and I'm always commuting. Why don't I start a business?" So that I don't have to commute, and then it happens, and people stay here in the South Bay, live, work, and play. Let's start with you, Lily, because your business is really the entertainment business. I mean, I think you must have spent a lot of time commuting to the West Side, yes?
I did, actually, for years, and fortunately now we're located on the Manhattan Beach Studio lot, so the commute is perfect right off of Rosecrans.
It's perfect.
You don't have to get anywhere near a freeway.
No.
Exactly. Just take the beach cruiser to work.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I love that. I love that.
Now, of course, Hollywood has always lived in the South Bay. I know so many tradespeople and grips and script writers and other people that live in the South Bay that have worked in Hollywood on, you know, everything from, you know, major motion pictures to TV, of course. But do you think that this is going to stick, that people are actually going to be able to work in media here in the South Bay?
Absolutely. I think what we're seeing, especially a transition in the El Segundo area with a lot of creative agencies moving in, you know, people, there's not as much space available in Culver City, Century City, where people, you know, have their small offices. Now they're moving down south, and they're closer to home, and
right. They
want the lifestyle as well.
Right, right. Fantastic lifestyle, no doubt about that. And then, Angela, let's talk about what it takes. I'm just so fascinated by the bio that was read on you because, you know, social media is not, people say social media marketing, but it is a whole different world of marketing than most businesses are used to. Like, you pay your money and your ad runs in the newspaper. Social media is a different animal, isn't it, Angela?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a good way to put it. I mean, a lot of what social media is and being present on social media is sort of a brand building opportunity and a way for businesses to get exposure to a new audience and to show them a new kind of side of them, who they are. So, yeah, like you said, a lot of marketing is, you know, you pay for it and you measure it and then you say, okay, how many people came back from this ad or how many people cashed in this coupon? But with social, of course, there is an advertising element, certainly. A big part of it is that reputation and that online presence. And a lot of people just have no idea what that should look like or how to do it, or they don't want to do it, or they just don't get it. And, you know, they find it really helpful to be able to just have that kind of taken off their plate and know that it can get done and, you know, they don't have to worry about it.
Lauren, when I think about social media, I think about businesses doing something that they're terrified of, and that's building a relationship with their customers. And how do you facilitate that when businesses aren't generally, especially small businesses, aren't generally used to doing that?
Well, you just have to introduce them slowly, and whatever their knowledge level, you know, you bring it down or up to wherever they're at, and you just let them know that they're in good hands. And if they want to know what's going on exactly, we take the time to help explain it to them. Education is a big part of our process because people want to know that their business is safe in our hands.
Right.
You know, that was interesting, Joe. You mentioned in Angela's bio, small business owners, they have to wear so many hats.
Right.
You know, they have to be an accountant. They have to, you know, I mean, ideally you have professionals behind you. You have what's the three? Professional, accountant, lawyer,
And insurance,
yeah. So ideally you have those, but on top of that, it's not only what you're trying to do. You know, you have to be a human resources person. You have to wear so many hats.
Right.
And the whole social media thing, it can be so overwhelming.
Right. It is overwhelming. I mean, there are, you know, a dozen well-known social media outlets. There are hundreds of lesser-known social media outlets. Let's take, Lily, let's take the big three or the big four, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and I guess Google, or what are
Twitter,
the big four?
Twitter,
of course.
You can't forget Twitter.
Is that a big part of Lily, what you do as in media? I mean, is this a different world? I mean, or are you doing social media as well?
We're definitely doing social media. As a business, it's interesting how much video is now going on to social media.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
when you look at how much video is watched, you know, it's absolutely a leader right now in any type of social media. So we're kind of at the forefront of what's happening in Angela's world as well with social media and getting people's messages across and things like that. So not only do we do it as a business,
right.
it's actually part of our wheelhouse of what we offer to our clients.
Right. It's wonderful and fascinating to talk about each of your individual businesses, but we're also going to talk about the Entrepreneurs of the South Bay event, a chamber mixer coming up. Have you been to one of these before, Lily?
Actually, this is the first year we're doing it.
Okay.
I'm head of the committee. And so we were originally going to do it as a university, offering classes to entrepreneurs about human resource, about social media, in different areas like that. And we decided just to bring everyone together in an open forum to get to know each other, so that they could see what other services are being offered by entrepreneurs in the area and how we can help each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times we get bombarded, like you were saying earlier, Jackie, about, you know, we're responsible for everything from HR to making sure the accounting's done and everything. And this is a forum for everyone to get together and discuss things and how we can help each other.
Mm. Hey, Lily, I'm sorry. Would you tell us a little bit about Pixelfish?
Oh, sure. Pixelfish is a production company, and we do production for broadcast spots like ProFlowers, Sherry's Berries, things like that. We also do social media, so we do short ads for small businesses to large businesses. So we're a video production company that focuses primarily on advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is all connected.
It is all connected, but... When you said that you wanted to get everyone together, those entrepreneurs in the South Bay that are aware that the chamber can be a valuable resource, can you talk a little bit about why a business should join the chamber in their effort to get the quality, the level of expertise for small businesses to rise?
Of course. I feel like when people are in the chamber, for lack of a better term, they're serious business owners. They're people that really want to get plugged in. They really want to see their business grow.
Mm-hmm.
And being plugged into the chamber is a great networking opportunity and also keeps you up to date on everything that's happening in the community, be it laws that are taking place or being passed or various things that will be affecting your business.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, like I said, it's networking. So it's meeting with other professionals. It's understanding what their goals are and aligning them with everyone in the area to make sure we're all on the same page. We're all growing, and as a community, we're growing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Angela, as well, can you explain the primary focus of Barely Marketing?
Sure. I mean, social media is, you know, what we do. But I think what we really do for people, and this kind of ties into what you were saying about how as entrepreneurs and business owners, you know, wear so many hats. And there's so many different things to take care of. And social media can be one of the biggest pain points for a lot of businesses to keep up with. You know, there's a lot of things to learn. There's a lot of little different things to try to master. There's things constantly changing. Mm-hmm. So it can be very time consuming and also intimidating, especially if, you know, if you're an older business owner, let's say, you just might not be that computer savvy, or, you know, you may just simply be too busy, or you may just not like it. So, you know, the peace of mind we give our clients, I think, in that they don't have to worry about social media and we will just be that resource for them. I think we really give people just a really nice peace of mind. And I would say that's probably the besides managing their social media, but by managing their social media, we're providing them just a relief, you know, just the comfort in knowing it's one less hat they have to wear.
Yeah.
And Angela, so what services exactly do you offer? Do you build websites? Do you build mobile apps? Do you handle SEO? Give us a rundown of some of the services you offer.
Well, we it's social media marketing, so we don't build websites or do any of those other you know, technical things, you know, definitely very different. What we focus on is managing businesses' social media, so Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Pinterest, you know, all the major platforms. We would take care of them on a day-to-day basis, posting content, interacting with fans, you know, making sure their artwork looks good, creating graphics, you know, basically just handling, you know, the 100% presence of their brand online. We also do blogging, where we write, you know, blogs for people and post them up on their website, also on their social. And, you know, other things come up. If somebody says, hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do this? You know, we're a digital company, so we're able to assist with other digital needs kind of on a case-by-case basis. But 99% of what we're doing is purely social media, and that's what we focus on.
For a lot of companies, social media has become almost an extension of their customer service. So do you when you say you actually engage with fans, do you engage with fans on issues that they have that may or may not be pleasant issues?
I mean, a lot of our clients, because sort of the way we've positioned ourselves, are smaller companies, mm-hmm. Or startups or professionals. And so a lot of their interaction is more with people interacting with them as fans, like liking their content or asking questions about it, you know, things that are usually more upbeat and kind of social and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's typically the larger companies that find, you know, they have people messaging them and posting things, you know, that may be good or bad. So some of the companies whose social media we manage, you know, I have one company that does, they launched a Kickstarter project where they designed a piece of luggage and they raised $1 million in funding on Kickstarter. And on their social media, on their Facebook page, they get probably about 10 to 15 comments a day and 8 or 9 messages. So for that client, I had to learn so much about their luggage because every day I'm answering all these questions about
right.
their luggage for them.
Right.
So, yeah. So there's, yeah.
I'm sorry, go on. I was just going to say that is a perfect example of, as an agency in the social media realm, you really have to learn the business of your client.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's probably an extreme example. Most people would love to have that problem, right, that they're getting 9 messages on Facebook a day about their product. I mean, it's definitely a good problem for them to have. So I have clients like that, and then I have a lot of clients where, you know, they're really just at the beginning of social media, and they're just building their brand slowly. So when they get messages, we do our best to answer them, or a lot of times just make them aware, because they wouldn't even know they have a message, because they don't know to check. It's just simply sending an email and saying, hey, you should look at this message. You know?
You revert to the ancient art of email.
Yeah. Yes, I refer to the ancient art of email. Or some people still text. I get texts. It's very funny because we have a little over 100 clients in our agency now, and sometimes they text me on my work phone and they don't identify who they are, and I'm like, oh, hi. Okay.
Who's this?
Right.
Yeah. It's like, okay, sure. Let me look at your Facebook page. Only one of 100 people you could be.
Right.
I have to ask about the name of your company. I like to play on words, Barely Marketing.
Yeah, it's sort of funny because it's kind of silly. But where the name came from is actually very simple and kind of sweet. When we first started exploring the idea of getting into digital, me and my husband, he started doing websites separately from me, and he came up with the name Barely because he went to Cal, where of course their mascot is the bear.
Right.
So it was really basically giving, he needed a name for what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he arrived at that decision very quickly. And it actually has worked out for us because our brand is very, you know, we try to be very friendly and we try to be very casual and make people feel like, hey, this is not a big, scary thing. And so right. Our logo is a cute little bear.
Right.
And, you know, and it just gives people a nice, soft, you know, just a gentle ease into social media. But in essence, it simply is that my husband went there, and that's really where the name came from.
Lauren, I want to bring you back into the discussion. What is your main focus at Barely Marketing?
My focus is to chat with all of our potential clients.
Mm-hmm.
And burst them on what we do and kind of learn their business as quick as possible. So
mm-hmm.
they'll tell me about their goals, they'll
mm-hmm.
tell me about their brand, their product, what they're selling, and within 20 minutes I will come up with a proposal for them or a plan
mm-hmm.
of how we can help them grow online. And, you know, this varies every day, so you never really know who you're going to talk to. You just have to think on your feet almost always.
Right. Absolutely. And this is the interesting thing about social media as a separate entity from, you know, the standard marketing. Like I always use print advertising because it's still quite powerful and quite necessary for some businesses. But you pay your money, you design your ad, you pay your money, and then it just happens, and you have no. There's nothing to do. There's an ad in the paper. There's nothing
right.
to do.
Social media is just ongoing. There's,
right.
you know, you can't really stop it. And I think that's what scares a lot of people is because if you stop, you know, people are looking at your Facebook page wondering if you're alive.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, we make sure that we're keeping the spirit of their brand alive and continuing to build it and make sure that their fans know that they care and that they have a personality and they're worth buying from.
Right. I mean, you said a lot there. Just knowing that someone is answering your messages or looking at your messages and responding often is all that a customer wants.
Absolutely. It's all about peace of mind and trust.
Yeah. Lily, we're talking about Entrepreneurs of the South Bay, and this first mixer is just going to be getting to know each other. What's the date, Lily, for this event?
It's October 29th, 5:30 p.m., and people can register on the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce website.
Okay. Now, there were some more ideas. As you say, this is the first coming together, but there were some more ideas about actually creating almost like a panel of services for entrepreneurs. Can you talk about that?
Of course. What we were planning on doing is having individual courses or classes hosted by business owners in the South Bay, be it a CPA or someone that offers HR services, things like that,
mm-hmm.
and going in and hosting a lunch and sharing what their business is and how they can help entrepreneurs, especially when they're first starting out and they're learning, you know, the getting the ground running, so to speak.
Right.
So that's what we're hoping to lead it into in the coming years.
And this is obviously you know, one of the major pushes of the Manhattan Beach Chamber is to provide you know, a different kind of a face to a typical chamber of commerce that's real actionable intelligence, real actionable information, and slots for business owners to plug into that can satisfy needs. How will members take advantage of these, generally speaking? You say they're going to be classes. Is that generally how it's going to work?
Yeah, so there'll be more information to come, and I'm sure the Chamber will be updating their website as things progress. But it'll be right now it's looking like it'll be a monthly meeting,
mm-hmm.
and for everyone to come, again, for different areas of your business, and learning about it, learning what other people are going through as the Chamber learns about the challenges different businesses are faced with. They're able to look at that and really determine what it is they need to do as a chamber to help those businesses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What do you find, Angela, are some of the major challenges that as a marketing firm and in the world of social media, or just generically speaking, what do you think some of the major challenges are for small businesses that the chamber can help address by information or by training?
Well, I mean, there's a lot, I think, that goes into running a business that and being, you know, involved in marketing that is about being organized and just knowing how to spend your time.
Mm.
And I think a great thing that, first of all, being a member of the Chamber of Commerce and having the opportunity to strategically network and take advantage of opportunities like the event next week, you know, is very helpful, because a lot of businesses probably wouldn't know how to get involved in things like that or how to get into opportunities if the Chamber wasn't available, if the Chamber wasn't organizing events and promoting events. You know, a big part of your success, you know, when you're small, can be who you know and how you met them and the opportunities that can come from, you know, building, you know, good relationships and networking with people. So I think just with the Chamber is organizing opportunities for entrepreneurs. And I think what Lily was talking about, describing with classes, I mean, it sounds fantastic. I think the more resources for business owners to educate themselves and you know, get be connected to those opportunities is really important, and I'm excited to learn more.
right.
Angela, and I'm sorry to interject here, especially with what you deal with making sure every brand remains consistent with its social media. What do you think is the most important thing, being an entrepreneur yourself, in a class type setting that you would want to see?
In the realm of marketing, or just as an owner, what do I think something helpful would be?
As an owner, in trying to make sure when entrepreneurs are getting started that their brand is remaining consistent. And the reason I ask you that is because of your social media background, and making sure everyone is consistent with their brands. What do you think is an important takeaway that entrepreneurs would want to see?
Oh, sure. I think that a lot of businesses overlook how important elements of their online presence are. I mean, I don't want to just say, oh, social media is the most important, and promote my own angle. I do think it's incredibly important. But starting with the very basics, you know, I see a lot of businesses whose website, for example, doesn't really connect. There isn't set up in a way to connect people to the business easily and doesn't convey their brand as well as it should. And that's not always about design or functionality. Sometimes it's as simple as, hey, did you realize that your phone number is hard to find on your website? Or, hey, did you realize that your latest products aren't on the website? And, you know, then as an extension of that, it's going to be very hard to do their marketing or some videos or to put them on social properly if that piece isn't set up properly. So I think a lot of business owners could probably benefit from having just being educated, the ability, helping them have the ability, I guess, to look at their collateral and their digital presence from maybe their customers' eyes, so they could actually learn to evaluate it separately from just, oh, yeah, I look at it every day, it looks fine, but be able to look at it and say, oh, hey, I just realized this could be better, and that would really, I think, help them just in a big way.
Angela, you are so right. One of my biggest pet peeves is coming across a website that I can't navigate, and there are a lot of people guilty of that. I'm not going to mention names, but there are a couple of local publications. You go to their site, their website, to try and find something. It's very difficult to navigate. I agree. That is a big deal.
It's just so hard when it's yours. You know, just like if you have a brick and mortar, like you might not realize, you know, like my husband runs the sofa company, which is they have a store on Artesia. And for retail owners, it's the same thing. You know, maybe it's not the website, maybe it's their store. They don't realize how hard it is for people to find a certain product, or when people walk in the store, they're overwhelmed by too many products. You know, and I think a lot of business owners, it's so hard to see what's right in front of their face, whether it's the brick and mortar or it's the website, and as a consumer, I agree with you. It's so hard. when you get a website, it's very confusing.
Yeah. Listen, Joe, we need to take our station break and commercial break.
Yes, we do. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. We're talking entrepreneurs of the South Bay with an upcoming quarterly mixer from the Manhattan Beach Chamber on the 29th of October. You can find out more at themanhattanbeachchamber.com. And, of course, we're talking with three entrepreneurs here in the South Bay from Pixel Fish and from Barely Marketing. And we're going to be talking with them more. If you have questions or comments, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. And, of course, we're talking with Lily Swartstrom from Pixel Fish, and then Angela Ostroff and Lauren Critchfield from Barely Marketing. So I guess we're going to thank a sponsor. Here we go.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Shade Hotel. Nestled in the heart of beautiful downtown Manhattan Beach and steps away from the Pacific Ocean, Shade Hotel offers a unique seaside experience. With its stylish decor, casual beach vibe, and personalized service, Shade provides the perfect setting to relax and unwind. Guests will enjoy Zinc's award-winning cuisine prepared by executive chef Chris Garasik and signature handcrafted cocktails. A short stroll away from the hotel, guests will find boutique shopping, a vibrant nightlife, and an array of beach-centric activities. Shade's individual spaces are designed with the flexibility to hold a variety of functions, such as weddings, business meetings, fundraisers, and more. Whether your next event is hosted in the signature courtyard, on Zinc Terrace, or atop the spectacular sky deck, Shade has a space for every occasion. There's a reason Condé Nast Traveler listed Shade as one of the top 100 hotels in the world and the number 6 reason to visit Los Angeles. It's cooler in Shade. For additional information and to book your reservation, visit the website at shadehotel.com or call 310-546-4995. Shade Hotel is located at 1221 North Valley Drive in Manhattan Beach.
I love that. One of the top 100 hotels in the world?
The world.
That's fantastic. World.
And the number 6 reason to visit Los Angeles.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah.
So we've had a great discussion about the needs that many small businesses have, and they're many, some of the solutions that are out there, you know, obviously the biggest solution is for the small business owner to just get involved and just get in action so that they can find out what their needs are. Lily, that's the big question, right, is not that there isn't information out there. It's not that the chamber doesn't have resources to help pull off the dime and involved, isn't it?
Exactly. It's getting communication going and starting dialogue. It's one of the key reasons I was asking Angela about, you know, as a business owner, what she sees a need. It's, and I think that's such a big part is sometimes we just don't know where to start. It's a matter of kind of taking that first step and starting those conversations and figuring out, you know, what it is that, you know, I as a business owner haven't been looking at or something that I need to address. And everyone, you know, every entrepreneur needs to do that, you know, daily. We talk about websites. It's the same thing. And Jackie, I know you were talking about certain websites that come to mind. Certain websites come to my mind. And even looking at my website, I'm like, how could I be changing that? How can we constantly be updating, staying current? And I think the biggest way of doing that is just communicating with each other. And not only just sharing our accomplishments. I think it's so easy to, when we talk about our businesses, it's all about the great things we're doing. But it's also to talk about our struggles and what it is we're faced with, because you're not able to grow unless you figure out what it is that the things that you've done wrong and addressing that and then growing from it. And that doesn't happen unless you're communicating and you're starting that dialogue. Mm-hmm. The Chamber offers a great, you know.
You know, I have to mention, my business is social media. And I started it four and a half years ago. You know, jumped in with both feet not knowing anything, you know, and what I'm doing now, I couldn't have done four and a half years ago because I just didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I learned baby steps. And as I said, outside of the website design, I did it all on my own. And I came to a point where I realized that I had taken it as far as I could go, that I needed professional help. Mm-hmm. And I met the person I eventually ended up hiring to manage my SEO. I met them at a Manhattan Beach Chamber event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's full circle. It's full circle. I think it's safe to say I am one of her biggest success stories.
Mm-hmm.
Just in terms of numbers, and together, you know, I have referred a ton of people to her. And just this week, we went to a business event together, and we were sponsors, and we did a joint
presentation.
We did a joint presentation because
mm-hmm.
we work so well together.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important. It's so important. No matter how good your product is or no matter how great your services are, it can always be better. And the only way you're going to figure that out is by being around other people, meeting other people that have been in that situation or just interacting with them. You learn that, oh, wow, maybe they can help me. You know, whether it's from their own example, you know, or maybe you need to purchase their services. Right?
Right. Absolutely.
Now, Angela, I wanted to get into kind of the agenda for the mixer on the 29th. Is there going to be a main speaker, and is there going to be an agenda, so to speak?
You know, I just signed up for the event yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I think probably Lily is more, I would guess, versed on the plan for next week. I would pass that question with arguably the first.
Sure.
Yeah, there's actually Emmett Miller from ABC News will be the MC of the event, and then we're going to have a few different entrepreneurs of the South Bay that will be getting up, talking about, you know, what their achievements have been. It's not going to be anything that, you know, people have to sit down and listen to a lecture. It'll be kind of informal, but there'll be, again, that forum where people can discuss things. People can go talk to these entrepreneurs afterwards and figure out what their accomplishments are and what their struggles have been
and just, again, creating that forum. So it starts at 5:30. There will be hors d'oeuvres and cocktails served, and then from there we'll be introducing a few entrepreneurs of the South Bay to discuss what it is that they're doing in the area.
And it will be at the New York Street at MBS Media Campus, which is...
That's right.
What a fabulous location.
It is. You know, it's kind of fun and different, and we're really hoping to get that location. Of course, they're shooting all the time down there, so it's kind of neat to be able to get New York Street. And, you know, Manhattan Beach Studio is such a great supporter of the Chamber, and their ability to provide that was great. So,
you know, that New York... That New York Street is a lot cleaner than real New York Street.
I have to say. And not as crowded.
No.
Yeah, it's kind of a Disneyland version of a New York Street. And by the way, I already bought my ticket for it.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that, Jackie.
So I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Because I have learned that I can continue to learn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's fine. That's fabulous and fantastic. It can't wait. It's a great location. Time 5:30, probably be over by 7:30, you think?
Right. It's a 2-hour event. So you make sure don't come too late if you plan on coming.
Yeah.
And we don't want you to miss the festivities. But it's 5:30 to 7:30, and probably have a good group of people there. But, again, you do need to register with the Chamber beforehand so that we can make sure that you can get a pass to come on to the studio lot. So just make sure to do that this week if you can.
I want to ask Lauren something. Lauren, are you at the point, you know, business development, do you still go out and pound the pavement, or do you have enough people coming to you saying, I need help?
Boy, do I hit the pavement. I go to a lot of chamber events. We recently just joined the South Bay BNI, and, you know, it's all about getting out there and meeting people. I live in West Los Angeles, and I commute to Manhattan Beach every day. And I feel like I lead these two different lives. it's such a close-knit town, and I've gotten to know so many wonderful people by just getting out there and going to different breakfasts and different happy hours. And everyone is just so laid back and so friendly and welcoming. And, you know, you can't ask for anything better.
Oh, Lauren, you know what this means, don't you?
Mm.
I know, I'm going to have to move this house very soon.
Yes, it happens. She's the opposite. She's got the opposite situation.
Right.
I have the opposite going on. And you know what? I'm not complaining because I drive down Vista Del Mar every day, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Right.
Yeah. It sucks you in.
It's addicting.
It really does.
The black hole.
It's my goal now to get out there.
The black hole of the South Bay. I love that.
You know, you get close to it and you can't get away.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I wanted to ask you that because I'm sure that you see a business and you think, oh, my goodness, I could help them so much. I'm just curious, the process, you know, about – Do you go in and you say to people, hey, I'm familiar with your company or your storefront, you know, whatever it is, and do you do this? Have you done that? Have you considered, you know, social media and what it can do for you? And I find that very interesting. If you could, you know, expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, I usually, you know, hold that off for networking events so I'm not walking into my favorite bagel place and saying, hey, listen, lady, I think I could do your social media. So... You know, that way it's, you know, better time and place. But absolutely, every single business owner that I meet and talk to, I ask them about their social media after learning about their business, because the best way to hold that conversation is by knowing what their goals are and what their business is all about. And it's so much easier to get to know someone's brand, their personality, and how much of their personality they're putting into their brand once you meet them in person. So... it's definitely a conversation that I have with every single person that I meet at those networking events. And it's pretty fun. You know, everyone's different. It's a different formula for every business owner. And I think that's what keeps it exciting.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We agree. All right. Well, now, we've done most of the business. We have some time left. Lily, when you think about doing production here in the South Bay, and of course you've worked in traditional Hollywood circles with NBC and CAA and HBO, is it going to be different, or is it just really going to be moving that kind of business down to the South Bay, or is there a different quality to it when it's down here?
You know, I think it's kind of always been down here. I think that a lot of it obviously is still in the Valley and places like that. But, you know, having the studio lot down here, and again, so many businesses moving into the El Segundo area, Google, you know, does production as well. We have so much of it moving down here. So I think the traditional ways of storytelling are going to constantly be evolving.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's making it more affordable for small business owners to be able to tap into advertising and things like that because the evolution of video production.
Mm-hmm.
But as big changes, I mean, we're always going to have, you know, Hollywood. We're always going to have the Gale Productions, the higher budget. But I do see so much coming down into the South Bay.
Yeah.
And there's so much opportunity down here. You know, we have so many great locations and things like that. So
I have to ask, did you say Google is in the South Bay? Are they in El Segundo now?
They do have a location. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jim.
Is it El Segundo or is it Playa Vista?
Playa Vista.
Oh, okay.
It's
right on the cusp of not being the South Bay.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
You've got to watch that, Jackie.
I know. Right on the
boundary.
Cusp there.
Yes.
I'm stretching it with El Segundo, I know. So.
No, El Segundo.
Oh, no.
South of the airport.
Firmly
there you go.
In the south.
There you go.
Yeah.
El Segundo's legal.
Yeah.
El Segundo's legal. But Playa Vista, actually, there's a Google campus going in Playa Vista and a Facebook campus going in.
You know, one of them really needs to go into the, Toyota space. Somebody really needs to take over that Toyota campus.
Yeah, it would be fantastic if Google decided to do that. Because most people know, but it could be Google, because most people know that Google is not just about websites. They have a very active autonomous vehicle division. That would go perfectly in that space.
We need to talk to them.
Yeah. Jekylls. That would go perfectly. They have facilities for, you know, bumper testing and all that sort of stuff. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
But I have a question for you, Lily. Are you familiar with a gentleman by the name of Gary Vaynerchuk?
No, I'm not.
Oh
my gosh, he's my favorite.
Okay. Who's that?
He is my absolute favorite speaker.
Who's that?
Gary Vaynerchuk?
Lauren.
Lauren.
Sound alike.
Yeah.
Lauren, can you talk a little bit about Gary has a concept that all of us, all small businesses, are media companies in day and age of social media, and that we should be putting out media every single day. And he's not just talking about, a few messages on Facebook. He's saying that essentially business owners who want to be, you know, the best, they have to get on camera and talk about their business, every week.
You know what's interesting about that? YouTube streams about 4 billion online videos each day.
Right.
4 billion.
Right.
I mean, when you think about video, it's fascinating on how quickly it's growing.
Right.
Yes, it's the biggest. It's the number one. It's the number one thing. And Joe knows this story. When I was first setting up my website, the guy that was designing it for me said he was the one that he didn't just recommend. He insisted that I have my name in the title.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why? And he's like, because you are going to be the face of the South Bay. And then he said, okay, and we're going to do a video. I said, a video of what? He said, of you. I said, doing what? He said, going around the South Bay. I said, why are we doing that? He said, so people get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, they don't need to know me. He's like, oh, yes, they do.
Right, you can't hide.
Yeah, he said, no, you need to be out there face first. And, you know, I don't have a lot of competition. I have maybe one or two sites that might be considered competition. Well, not really, not anymore. but and it made all the difference in the world.
So
it
so,
made all the difference in the world because he said people are going to feel like they know you,
right?
As opposed to somebody who was anonymous behind the scenes. They may have a great website that tells you what to do and everything,
right,
but they don't know. The people out of reading it don't know who it is.
Yep.
So, Lauren, can you talk about what may have been the last impactful message that you remember from Gary?
I listen to his stuff. He has the Ask Gary Vee show.
Right.
I suggest everyone listening look it up because it really, what he's really talking about is doing what you love. And small business owners, if they're starting a business, you know, they're really doing what they love. They're putting their heart and soul into something. And one of the best messages that he tries to spread is, I've never done anything that I'm not good at. So he says, always play off your strengths. Whatever you're good at, take it and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what you're going to do to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And he also preaches that every person is a brand. Or in 2015, he always says, in this era, you are your own brand. So you always want to make sure that, like you said, making that video, making sure people know what you're all about, and just spreading the word of what your brand is and what your message is and how you are being an asset to the world.
Mm-hmm.
He's an awesome guy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. Next time he's in Los Angeles, I can't wait to see him speak live and meet him.
He has spoken for many different companies. He spoke for one of my direct sales companies in a special presentation. And the idea, Lily, that each of your clients should be doing personal video, talking about their daily, you know, business lives, is that something that you are starting to communicate to them, or is it something that you think is revolutionary?
No, we've definitely been communicating that for a long time. In fact, one of our clients is Google. And we do it with Google. We go into, you know, we talk to their executives. We, you know, if Google's doing it on such a high level of learning about their executives and the people that are engaged with Google and their primary clients,
mm-hmm.
Such a bigger scale, small businesses should be doing it as well, and they are. You know, doctors, lawyers, all different types of companies, especially when you want to get to know your community, are starting to plug into it. And it is. It's very important. It's something that we've always encouraged. People think, oh, I have to promote my product. It's like, no, you need to promote yourself. You need to be on camera. You need to be the one that's communicating your brand.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times that, you know, that takes a while to come across to people because a lot of people don't like to see themselves on camera. They don't like to see themselves being promoted.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, you know, it's kind of what you have to do, especially when you're starting out and you're, you know, getting in front of people and you're getting your client base built, they need to know you.
Right.
You know, and that goes across the board, whether you're a high-powered attorney or you're a dry cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has got the expertise and, you know, they've got the expertise in their field. I mean, how great would it be to have a local dry cleaner put up a video maybe once a week saying, hey, you stained your clothes with this, this is what you do.
Right.
You know, as opposed to the attorney who you want to feel secure with. You know, they have to come across like, you know what I mean? So it works. It can work on any level for any business.
Right.
Yeah.
It can. And it should. And
yeah.
and that's the primary sort of message from Gary is that he fell into this by accident. He started Wine Library TV. And he started off with email and built a huge email following with his Wine Library, and then moved to Wine Library TV and started doing videos, and that became explosive. And then social media kind of came in and followed him, and he already had the habit. He already had the habit. And,
yeah.
And it grew and grew, and he grew that into a multiple million-dollar business. So,
and you know where it all starts at the chamber mixers.
Yes.
You know your 30-second elevator speech. You know you work on it. You get better at it, and you know, it starts face-to-face, and then, as you said, throw it on video and get it out there to the world.
Every once in a while, we have one of those shows. I think this show is one of those shows where if people listen to the show, they will be able to take away not just the fact of the meeting coming up on October 29th, but they will be able to take away real meat and potatoes of things that they can act on to make their business better and to maybe engage better with their business and be better.
And in this day and age, ladies, now tell me if I'm right, in this day and age, you know, somebody hears about this for the first time, you can do it with your own phone just to start, to practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to run out and hire a production company right now.
Right.
You know, you can get your feet wet, you know, doing it in the comfort of your living room just to get, you know, and then once you get the gist of it, then you can go to a professional and say, okay, this is what I want to do, make it look good, make it better.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Start where you are.
Right. Oh, gosh, that's George's, that's George's motto, start where you are.
Right.
Yeah,
and there is no better time than now to start.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get everybody's contact information.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Lily, you want to start? Give us your company contact information. How people can contact you?
Of course. You can ELFISH. You can find us at www.pixelfish.com.
Angela?
Yeah. Yeah, you can find us online, of course. Best way to learn about us and more hear about what we do and see our little funny photos is to go to our website, which is Barely Marketing. And if anybody's been guessing how to spell that, it's Bear, so B-E-A-R, then L-Y, Marketing. So barelymarketing.com.
All right. And the Chamber's Quarterly Mixer is going to take place at the MBS Media Campus. Is it called the MBS Media Campus? Is it called Manhattan Beach Studios? Somebody give me the right name.
Yeah, it's Manhattan Beach Studios, MBS Media Campus. It used to be Raleigh Studios. So
right, okay.
Now it's MBS.
Okay, so Manhattan Beach Studios Media Campus. And the event is on Thursday, October 29th, and it's going to feature entrepreneurs of the South Bay. You can get the tickets. Joe, where can you get the tickets?
Well, it's right on the website. If you get to the page that is the page for that event. So the best way to do that is just go right to the home page, and then you'll see the list of events. But there's also a view full calendar right next to Chamber Events, and then scroll down to October 29th and click on the title, Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce Presents the Entrepreneurs of the South Bay.
And that's ManhattanBeachChamber.com.
Yes.
Okay, all right. ManhattanBeachChamber.com. Cool. Yeah, it's going
to
be a great event.
Yes. Yes.
Look forward to seeing you guys there.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And it's been a fantastic discussion about the business of branding, the business of social media relationships and what we have to do in business today. We've been talking with Lily Schwartzstrom, partner and president of Pixelfish. Thanks so much for joining us today, Lily.
Oh, thanks so much, Joe. I appreciate it.
It's been fantastic. And Angela Ostroff, founder and creative director of Barely Marketing, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. What a pleasure.
And Lauren Critchfield, also with Barely Marketing, media manager?
Business development manager.
Business development manager. Thank you for joining
us. Fancy name for getting to know our client.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure, you two. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. It's been wonderful. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today, and have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you next Wednesday with Redondo Beach, More to See. Bye-bye now.